Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Locked On Cavaliers podcast. As always, I'm Chris Manning, your host from FearTheSword.com. And the step back of today, Michael Sykes from Bulls Forever and SB Nation is the guest, talking about LeBron's kicks. We're ranking the best five LeBron signature shoes ever throughout his whole career. Every single Zoom, every single main one, every single option you could think of, we're going to talk about here and give you what we think is the best and what sort of what we think about the LeBron 15 as well. We'll be back again next Tuesday to talk about more Eurobasket. If you want full coverage of Eurobasket, check out For the Sword all weekend. We'll have game recaps up and some breakdowns of important things that Chetty Osman and Ante Zizic do. Have more coverage all weekend of the Cavs' new roster on the site as well. And we'll probably get into a lot of that next week as we really start to gear up for the season. As this is September 1st now, we're about a month away from preseason basketball. It's time to start digging into previewing this team this season and how these different specific new pieces and adjustments will fit and how the Cavs could sort of approach this next month and what comes next. In case you missed some of the news from Thursday, Kyrie did comment on his departure, released a video and an Instagram post. Nothing about LeBron in there. He has a presser on Friday, so I'm sure we'll hear more from him there. Dan Gilbert is reportedly fixated on LeBron's future, which makes some sense. And he also tweeted that the Cavs will never leave Cleveland. So, sort of a lot still going on with the Cavs right now, as there always seems to be. Read all about that over at FearTheSword.com. Hope you guys enjoy. Please, if you have any mailbag questions for the future, just want to chat, email me at LockedOnCavs@gmail.com. You can tweet us at LockedOnCavs as well. If you want to be an advertiser, drop me an email at LockedOnCavs@gmail.com, and we can definitely talk. And please go give the podcast a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. That is the absolute best way, aside from listening to the show, the best way for you to support this podcast. So please go give us a rating and review on iTunes, and we'll read one a week as we get more of those. But here's today's show, Michael Sykes and myself talking about the best five of LeBron kicks ever. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll have a good Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk next week.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Locked On Cavaliers podcast. I am Chris Manning, your host from For the Sword. Joining me today is Michael D. Sykes from SB Nation and Bulls Forever. Mike, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? Glad to be here.
So we're going to do something that Mike and I have talked about. We are going to rank LeBron's. We're kind of in the middle of the offseason. The Cavs have a lot going on, but we're going to have some fun and go through the best LeBron shoes ever. You could do the Kyrie's, he's not on the team anymore, but he only had the three. LeBron just has like 26 or so shoes, and that's kind of the number we sort of think exists, but we could have misranked them, could have missed one or two, totally possible. But Mike, was this a hard process for you?
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of a lot of LeBron's earlier models, so I'm pretty sure I was only working with maybe 10 or 11 pair that I had to pick from, and instead of the whole catalog. So this only took me about an hour. And then most of that hour was just putting them in the right order, I felt. So, yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't super hard for me either. There are some I really don't like. Like, that's part of the thing. It's like, there's just some LeBrons I'm not the biggest fan of. And I think I think there's just some that I get what they're going for. They're just not something I particularly did you did, for you did it matter that aesthetic, like how it looks, or the actual wearability of the shoe matter more?
Yeah, so the aesthetic is like, in terms of like what I like in my sneakers, it's the aesthetic is first for me, which is really dumb because like that leads you to buying a lot of uncomfortable pairs of shoes, but the aesthetic always comes first for me, and then it's the way it fits, and then it's performance. Because like if I'm putting say $90 to $100 in a pair of shoes, I'm not going to play ball in them. Like that's just a general rule that I've had throughout my life. So unless I can get them on discount, I'm not going to play any type of ball in them. So the aesthetic is always first for me.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Sorry, let's get who's your number five on your list of best LeBrons ever?
So number five, I'm going the Zoom LeBron 3, which was one of the earlier models that I just said I didn't like, but I do like this one. This one was kind of, I felt like this shoe was kind of ahead of its time, honestly. Just off of the look, it looks kind of like the LeBron 8, almost. I really love this is Zoom Tech, right? But like this is like really, really close to the Air Max technology that they put in the shoes later on. It looks like that's what it looks like anyway. So I'm a really big fan of that. So I really this was like one of the only early shoes that I liked from LeBron. And I think it's kind of a sentimental thing for me also because I had a pair. These are really cool for me.
Yeah, I don't love a lot of his earlier stuff either. Like, I think it's part of just the time period, you know? It's just, like, the aesthetics of that when he was, like, it was, like, 03, 04, 05. Like, I had, the first pair of LeBrons I ever owned was the 2s, and I had just bad experiences playing in them. Like, I the worst injury I've ever had in my life was in a pair of 2s, and I just can't, like, ever, like, bring myself to like them again because of that. And that's, like, not totally fair to evaluating the shoe, but it's just, like, I remember they fit real tight. I'm not, like, huge into straps. I'm not huge into some design. I like that pick is the, with the 3s. They're on my list as well, but not in this spot. My number 5 is the Soldier 10s from last year, the first ones without the laces, just had the 2 straps. I pick those because I love playing in them. So like I know I have also favorite calories I play in that I like a lot. I just the 10s for me with I have weird feet, like just full disclosure, like I have very wide feet. These just like fit my feet. Like after one time I put them on, they fit to my foot, and I was able to just wear them comfortably no matter how long I've had them. I had like a year now, and they're great, and they're just like very supportive. They're a little heavy, but like I think all LeBron shoes, especially like the newer stuff, are all sort of like a heavier shoe. Like that's just inherently how they are, because they're built for like a 250-pound 6'8" man. Like they're gonna be like a heavier shoe,
right?
But like I just like those, like, and I like the no laces. I like just the 2 straps. Like it's a little simpler, and they were just like some very simple colorways. They didn't like try to go too extravagant with them, which I think made sense for the shoe. This is probably like a bad sneaker take, but for how much I like playing in them, they had to be at my number 5.
And I'll say this about those, like that's LeBron's most legendary shoe now, right? Because that's what he wore in Game 7. Yeah. So I think that alone should put it on any list. It's not on my list, but I'm kind of, like I said, the aesthetic thing, it matters most to me. But like now I feel kind of ridiculous thinking about it, just because like that is a thing. Like these are now like LeBron's flu game 12s. Like that's kind of level of those now.
Yeah, they have, I think.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
They have to be. What's your number 4?
So at 4, I had the 9. which is kind of this honestly is one of the most underrated shoes for me. I had a friend who had the South Beach Nines, and like it was one of the best looking shoes that I'd ever seen.
All the LeBron Miami era shoes, like all the Miami colorways, just incredible.
Incredible. I really wish, like, if LeBron could just bring, if he could retro these for me, like that would be amazing. Like I really want a pair of South Beach Nines now. The look of the shoe is amazing. Like I said, the whole air bubble technology is, I love it on this shoe. And it was kind of like, it was so different from what he had earlier on in his career. Like the 8 was kind of that too, but it was like the 8 felt like a mid transition year for him, because like the seven, 8 and 9 are all kind of similar shoes, right? But like the 7 is like transitioning from Zoom, and then you have the 8 that's like right there in the middle, and then the 9 is just like, this is full like Air Max tech, like, and it's really cool. I really appreciate this shoe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, especially because they're not like, some of his newer stuff is just got this almost like armor, like plating look to it, you know, like they're, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're so like dirt, like sturdy outside. And these just look like sleeker. They have like sort of like an Air Max look to them. They're also a number 4. So like, we don't have to get into much of like, this is where I have these as well. The South Beaches are great. Like I remember exactly the name of the colorway, but there's like, I think they're the Cannons, like the there's these red ones with a white swoosh, these teal laces, the teal tag on the back and the white bottoms. I'm a huge fan of this shoe. Like I agree. I think if I could have any of the LeBrons retroed, this might be my pick.
Yeah, this is probably, this isn't my number one shoe, but this is my number one retro. Like, yeah.
I will get to the Zoom Generations, I'm sure, and I know why they did those first. But if they were gonna like jump ahead and do another LeBron retro in the next 2 years, I think this is what I'd like to see.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What's your number 3?
So I have the LeBron 13 Low. I didn't really like the 13, like the regular version of the 13s. The Low was, it's a really tight fit for me. I have this shoe now, and I wear it pretty often.
I do too.
I actually have the Cavs colors, believe it or not, which was like, this is a really cool colorway. I was trying to get the just the kind of all white version of them, but I could never find them at the right price tag for me. But like, this shoe is like, it's honestly one of my favorite LeBrons, just off of the look alone. Like I said, it's not like the most comfortable shoe for me. And it's kind of weird to walk in because the sole has like, I don't even know what you would call them on the bottom. Like they're like,
I don't either, but I know, but like if anyone's seen the shoe, it's just like, I'm going to pull up a picture so I can like literally, like I have the USA colorway, like the navy. It's like, yeah, I don't know what to call it, but it's got this like kind of, it's got like the little bit of the bubble on the back, and then sort of like just like the same material that I think is the whole bottom of the regular 13s. I don't know what it's called, but it gives it like this little like kind of clear look on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And I really, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but this is a good pick, I think.
Yeah, if the sole wasn't so weird, it would probably be 2 or 1. For me, honestly, but like I can live with it. Like it's a great looking shoe. Probably one of Nike's best strictly like athletic sneakers that they've released in the last few years, aside from like the Kyries and the Paul George shoe last year. Like this beats like almost every KD for me at this point.
Yeah, I these are the shoes I wear most when I'm like wearing like a casual basketball shoe. Like this is what I wear. This is like my, if I'm going grocery shopping, if I'm like going out and I'm wearing a basketball shoe, this is what I'm wearing, because like it goes with like a lot of stuff. I wish I hadn't got a navy colorway. I wish I had got like one of the grays. Yeah. That was like a little more like neutral, but like anytime I wear something that I can pair with navy and like a little bit of red, it's great. And like, it took a little bit to break in, but like once I did, like they're super comfortable. They're like a tad heavier than you would wear for like a normal low cut shoe, but I think they're good, and I think they're just such a like substantially better looking shoe than like the 13 highs. Like so much better, because like I have like I googled LeBron 13s and we're talking here, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I kind of forgot how much I didn't like the normal 13s. I like the 13 elites. I don't like the normal 13s, how they look.
Yeah, it's so weird with that shoe. Like the 13 elites look like, if that was just the normal run of that shoe, like that would have been fine for me, but the regular 13s look so robotic to me. Like I could never wear them just out. Like I would only have to wear them playing basketball, which is like, that's not appealing to me at all.
Yeah, 100% with you on that. My number three is his first shoe, and that's the Air Zoom Generation. I think like the shoe is, it's like it looks different than like everything else in his catalog, really. Like it has this, it's just like the twos had like the strap, and then you started getting like more techie and more like it crazy on the colorways as he got like more into his career. That first shoe was such like a simple design, like the base design of just the one color, the white top, like the swoosh. It's just like such a simple shoe, and I think it has like this like nice retro look that sort of puts it like in the year LeBron came in the league, because that was like before you saw everything you're seeing now with shoes. Like you have what you're getting with the crazy explosives, what you're getting with like the KDs, what you're getting with some of the Jordan stuff. Like it was just sort of like in this simpler time of sneaker design, and you're getting a LeBron shoe that like A, fits is when he actually came into the league, and B, is just like has a historical value because that's what he wore his rookie year. And they're not the flashiest. Like if you buy one of the retro pairs, you're getting something sort of simple, but I think there's a lot to be said that like this just sort of worked as a first shoe for LeBron. And I'm like, I don't like love it. I don't think it's necessarily like the shoe. If I was going to like buy a shoe, it's not my favorite to like look at, but I think there's just, it sort of just fits. And I've never heard anyone like say like they're bad. They were bad to play in, and I know like that plays a part in this. Like they're just ranked. I think there's like a sneaker news that had them like in the top five of the playable LeBron shoes. And I'm just like a big fan of like what the sneaker, how this fit LeBron at the time, and just sort of the simplicity of the design.
Yeah, the design is really simple, and just, I mean, this was his, like you said, this is his first shoe, and that just makes it like really iconic just in itself. So I feel like it being on your list, even if like this isn't like the greatest looking shoe, because like I don't think it is. Like it kind of resembles the Air Monarch to me. I don't know if you feel
which is not a compliment. Like let's just be like clear. Like the Air Monarchs are the dad shoe.
Yeah, it's definitely a dad shoe. Even though like apparently a lot of people wear, like Russell Westbrook was apparently wearing them at some point. Like I someone tweeted a picture of him wearing them today, which was really weird to me. But yeah, I mean, this shoe is just iconic because like this is what LeBron wore in his first ever NBA game, in his first year, you know, and that's like that's really cool. And it would just be cool to not like if I owned a pair of these, I wouldn't wear them ever, but like I would probably just stare at them and say, wow, like this is what one of the greatest players of all time wore.
Did you think about getting the retros dropped late August? Did you get a pair of the retros?
No, I didn't. They were way too expensive for me. Yeah, like, I just couldn't. I was like...
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, I was just like, this is way too much for a shoe that I don't really like that much. Like, maybe if I can come across it on some Twitter account where like they're tweeting out discounts, like maybe Sneaker Shouts or Kick Deals has it and it's like 40% off or something, but like other than that, like
I'm not doing it. If you're a sneakerhead out there and like you want to look for deals, like at Kick Steals on Twitter is like your best friend in the world.
Yeah, definitely. I found this new one recently. I think it's called I don't even know what it's called. It's like Icy Soul or something like that. It has so many deals. Like just add me if you're interested in that, and I will send you the accounts.
Yeah, you gotta use the Twitter accounts to find the best.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors. Mm-hmm. And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The best thing you could do is in there. All right, so your number two. What is your number two on your list?
So number two, and this was hard. Like I had the LeBron 8. Like I said, this was an issue that I really felt like was transitioning between his older models and his newer ones. Now, this is the first Miami shoe, and it also has a really nice South Beach colorway.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Like, it's not my number two, so that spoils this, but yeah, they're my number one for that colorway. Like, to jump ahead up, but like that South Beach colorway is my favorite LeBron shoe of all time.
Yeah, it's really
it's
good.
It's, like, not even close.
It's really good. And they were just really comfortable to wear also.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I really love wearing, like, it's an easy shoe to just walk around in, whether you're playing ball or you're just, like, going to the store or you're going to a party or something. Like, you can just wear the shoe anywhere.
Yeah, so we'll talk about them more in when we get to them as my number one. My number two. There's a couple that I had to think about. Like the sevens were a consideration, the tens were a consideration. There's just a couple like in that 6 to 7 range that I really liked. I'm going with the fours. There's like a nostalgia factor for me with these because like of like just how much I liked playing in these when like I was like hooping all the time in them. I don't think they're like they have this like weird design that I don't like. They kind of like a foamposite thing going on, but like one of the things that I do like about them is that they do just like play into this like weird foamposite like aesthetic. And there's just like some of the colorways were just so sort of simple and direct and just kind of work like in their simple ways, and like they are like a little goofy, and they're definitely like not a shoe I would wear with like jeans or like wear like casually, but they're a shoe I like really like hooping in, and like they have this just sort of like dated LeBron kind of concept, and I'm a fan. The fives were probably the one I probably should have picked, but there's just something about the fours, like I just like kind of the foam positive like vibe that they give off and this weird sort of like funky LeBron-ness to them. And they're maybe like, this is probably like just objectionally like a bad pick, but I don't hate it. Like there's a all-star colorway that is like a gold shoe with the white and like this little wine tint that I love. And I would like buy them today if I could find them at a good price.
Yeah, that's actually a really good pick. But just real quick, like I'm from the for people who don't know me, I'm from the DMV area in DC, right? And so like in DC, people love foamposites, right? So like this was because foamposites are like $250, right? This was when this shoe came out. This was one of the kind of substitutes for that. Like a lot of people would wear flightposites or these. And it this shoe, I mean, it honestly holds a lot of sentimental value for me as well, because like I remember this was one of the first shoes that I remember seeing everyone wearing and making me feel like, wow, like shoes are really cool. This is a really cool thing that unites a lot of people from this area. So yeah, no, this is a really good pick.
Yeah, I'm just a fan of like how these look. They're also it also makes me laugh when like Shumpert last year played in like these gold and black foamposites all the time. That just
laugh. Yeah.
Like Shump, what are you doing? Because I don't like love foamposites. Like I don't know if I'd ever like buy a pair of foamposites.
Foamposites are so weird around here, man. Like you're not from here if you never had a pair of foamposites, or if you never even like borrowed a pair of foamposites from somebody. Like foamposites and New Balance 992s, like you have had to have worn some at some point in your life if you're from this area.
Low key, like not like the Cornell bounces, but like the 574s and the 274 sports that just came out are like my favorite.
Oh yeah, they're fire. They're fire.
New Balance. Shouts to New Balance. What is your number one on your list?
So my number one is LeBron 10. For a lot of the reasons, like, I mean, just, I could go on about the 8, 9, and 10 in like a lot of the same ways, but I feel like this was just kind of the peak of like Miami LeBron's shoe stint. Like this was like the 8 and the 9 kind of combined for me as far as the look, right? And like there's the lifestyle aesthetic here, right? And they're also really comfortable to wear and you can play in them. And I just like, this was the shoe that you had to have when I was coming up. So like this was a really easy pick for me.
I'm a fan of the 10s. I never got a pair of them, but like I've always like wondered, like I've always kind of wanted like the pairs, because I think they're just, I think everything you said like had told me about them, and I think about like some of the other like options for what you could put here. I think you're right that it's like kind of a continuation of what you're getting with the 8s and 9s, which I think will go down as, you know, some of the normal things. And I think like this is just like the right balance, I think, between some of the blockier, bulkier stuff that you got with like the 11s, the 12s, the 13s, and the smoothness and the sleekness of the 8 and 9s. And there's just like a lot of right kind of nutty colorways that shouldn't work, but they do. Like, I think his Christmas ones that year were like straight up like a bright red with like a light green.
Yes, and, I was going to say.
Like, his Christmas ones were like just straight up Christmassy, and like that's really hard to pull off, actually. Because if you look at what Nike's done the last couple of years, they've played more into like the coldness than they have actual Christmas colors.
Yeah, one of my favorite models of this was a Christmas one, but like the other one was the What the MVP LeBrons, which is like, it has like an orange sole with like these orange like tribal looking blocks, and these orange strings with like the purple tip. Like it's just a crazy looking shoe, but like, it's so well put together and so well designed. Like it is an incredible shoe. Like I've seen it in real life only like a couple of times, but like it's pretty incredible. Like it's one of those shoes that like you're just like, yo, like if I could just find this at the right price, like I would be willing to pay. Like I'm never willing to go over a like 150 for a shoe, but like, if someone was like, because like I haven't found these for under $400 anywhere, but if somebody was like, yo, I'll give you these to you for like $300, $350, like I would at least think about it.
Yeah, no, I get that. They are kind of hard to find at this point, which sucks, but also had a good low. There's also like the lows for these sort of have like a fly knit thing kind of more, like yeah. That's more pronounced. But I kind of like it. Like I kind of like those as a low.
Yeah, it was a really good low. LeBron had some really good lows for he's had them. Until like last year, because I didn't like the 14 low.
The 14's not my favorite LeBron shoe at all. Like a little underwhelming in a lot of fronts. My number one, as I've already spoiled on this, is the LeBron 8, and it's the South Beach colorway in particular is the reason I'm picking this. Like I just don't think there's a better LeBron colorway than that South Beach. It's got the shoe is sleek, the shoe like kind of fit his time Miami really well. It's got like the Nike logo in a pronounced way. It's got the kind of bottom of the shoe I like. It fits, it's not too much. Like sometimes I think LeBron shoes can just be too much. This is not. And like that South Beach colorway is just like so perfect.
Yeah, this was a really simple shoe.
Yeah. But I think that's I kind of don't hate that. Like one of the, like I like the Kyrie 3s because they were like a little more simple, and the Kyrie 1s were sort of simple except for the little teeth, and I think like that's sort of just that little, when you can just have like the little stuff that makes you stand out, I kind of prefer that than something that's just like trying to be a lot. Like I think when you're trying to be a lot, it becomes really hard to kind of, unless you're just like rich, it becomes hard to justify buying something. Like I really actually like the Kyrie 3, the Mamba mentality ones a lot.
Yeah, those are nice,
but it's just like those are so hard to kind of wear unless you have like the exact right fit.
Yeah, you, there's no way, like, I mean, just looking at that shoe, right, like, either I'm going to play basketball in this, or I'm just going to look at it all the time, because, like, it's so hard to put together a good outfit around that shoe without, like, going out and buying an outfit that matches everything in the shoe perfectly. And, like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Also, I think if you wore those hooping, like, people would, like, rightfully just try to, like, school you.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's just like, it's like that dude who comes in the gym wearing, like, those flashy Adidas sleeves. Right?
Yeah, like, and you're just in, like, bro.
Right, like, what are you doing? Like, come on, bro. Like, you're not about to be out here stunting on me. Like, I can't dunk, but I will dunk on you. Like,
yeah, it's rough. So that's our top five of LeBron sneakers. You're running through the LeBron shoes. Was it, Mike, was there one that it was hard for you to leave off your list?
Not really. I was honestly surprised. I guess the one that was kind of that now I'm thinking about it was the Zoom Soldier 10, like we talked about, just because like it's going to go down as a legendary shoe. That like in 20 years or so, like kids will be wearing it and calling it one of the greatest shoes of all time, and I'll be like, oh, I saw that moment. You know what I mean? So like that, I think that one. Leaving that off was difficult. Now that I look back on, like, it was probably a really big oversight by me. But I don't think I really had any trouble leaving anything off, though. Like, I feel really good about this list, which never really happens for me. I was kind of surprised I didn't like, when I went back and looked, I was kind of surprised I didn't like any of the Zoom Soldiers. For this list, I mean, like, they're good looking shoes, especially the 9, 10, and 11. They're good looking shoes, but like, I just didn't feel it as though like they should be on any top five or anything.
Yeah, with you on that. One of the things I wish LeBron would do is I wish some of his more modern shoes had the SV, him and St. Mary colorways. Because if you go back and look at some of the high school colorways he's done for his shoes, and he hasn't done them, I want to say, since the 11s, I think. There are these, unless he did them and I just missed them, which is possible.
I don't recall any.
I think there was a 12 low that had like the black and was called that, but it wasn't like the green. I just like love the green. It's like sort of Notre Dame-y, but I just like kind of like how that looks and how it's sort of subtle but not. I'm remembering the Zoom generations he did for those were sort of perfect, and I don't like the twos at all, as I've said, but I like the two LeBron, the Zoom LeBron twos with the Zoom and Samurai colorways and the logo on the back of the shoe is actually like really sick. Like they look really, really sick.
Oh, I'm looking at this now. You're right. This is a really good look.
Yeah. Like if you can pull it off, with like what you're wearing, they don't like overdo it. Like I think it's sort of, it's not like a green that's like overwhelming. It's just, it's like a darker green and it kind of works.
It's like forest green. And then like the L23 logo, like that works really well with this shoe. And like, there's just something about that logo that's just like, it's just like, it's vintage now, you know, it's kind of like the Dunk Man, you know, like it's really cool. So like, this is a really good look.
And you don't see that logo as much anymore.
Yeah, like, I mean, has it been on any of his shoes recently?
No, and I think it's because of the Miami thing, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know if it's on the 8, 9, or 10 off the top of my head. I don't think it is.
Yeah, no, because he went to the whole Lion thing with that.
Yeah, right? And then they put like, on the Soldier, the Zoom Soldier 10, one of the things I like, and I didn't mention this, is there's, like, the crowns on the straps. I'm at, like that you get the crown logo, the king thing, but you haven't had that L23 logo like in a long time, and that was, I think, for a little bit at least, the Ohio State jersey logo, which is kind of cool.
Yeah One another thing I'll say about the Zoom Soldier 10 is like I really love the material. Mm-hmm. It's really you said, like you said, the LeBron shoes are heavier, but like that really made the shoe a lot more aesthetically pleasing for me, was like that this wasn't just like some random like suede or something like that. You know what I mean? And like Nike's really smart about that kind of stuff. Like they put knit in the right places. They put mesh in the right places and they put like canvas in the right places. So like, that's not really surprising to me, but like it's a really underrated quality of the shoe in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Last thing we'll wrap it up on this. We got an early look at the 15s that he wore playing pickup UCLA. not a good picture of them. Don't really have like an exact idea of what they're going to be yet, but what did you think of the first little bit you saw of him playing in them at UCLA?
I thought they were okay looking. Like it's like you said, it's really hard to tell just because like it's such a grainy picture. Like it looks like it has it's going towards the more modern look now, where like you've got shoes with like sleeves instead of just like normal what do you call it? That's like instead of a normal tongue, right? Like you've got a whole ankle sleeve with the shoe, like, and it's not like super out there or anything like that, but like it's a different look for LeBron. And I think it's one that he was trending to.
I mean, the soldiers have been hitting towards that, especially.
Yeah, I was going to say the soldiers have been doing that, but even like on the 13, even these 13 lows, like the tongue is not really a tongue, right? Like, yeah. So yeah, I mean, I expect this shoe, like I think it'll look good, like especially after like the 14 was kind of like ugly. Like, I think this will be a good one.
I think they'll definitely. I'm looking at 14s right now, and I'm just like, these are bad. Like, these are just not. These are not great. Like, these are not what I would expect out of for LeBron shoes. Like, they like might be like top three on my list of LeBron shoes, which is, but not great. But like, I think the 15s, like based on what I've seen, like that little thing you're hitting at, like I think the bottom's like almost more like the 8s, 9s, and 10s than what we've seen recently. Yeah. And they look sleek, and that to me gets me like more excited than anything else.
Yeah. I mean, it's really exciting. I get excited anytime LeBron releases a shoe, honestly, because like this is like it's like a time capsule. Honestly, like we just went through it. Like, we just got super nostalgic over like different pairs of LeBron shoes, which is really cool.
Yeah, and like, and I know not everyone is like super into this aspect of basketball, but it's like when you think of the flu game, like Jordan had a specific pair of shoes he was wearing, and like the LeBron, he will like the any photo you see of him from making that block, he's wearing the Zoom Soldier 10, and that is iconic. Those shoes are, like you said, are now iconic shoes.
Yeah, definitely.
Where would he rank right now amongst players with a signature shoe? Like, in terms of what shoe, like, consistently you've liked the most over the last couple of years?
Like, aesthetically?
Yeah, because I can't expect, like, I haven't played, like, I have, like, a Kyrie's and I have a LeBron's, but I haven't, like, obviously played in all of them.
Yeah, I would say he's behind Kobe for me. Because, like, Kobe, well, since like the five, really, I've liked every Kobe model, but like they've all kind of been the same. Like, I think LeBron has had so you know, I'll go with LeBron one, because like LeBron, like, because he's had so many different models, like I think that kind of puts him over the hump for me, instead of just going kind of with the same thing, which is like what Kobe did. But like, Kobe's shoes are really light and really sleek looking, and I kind of like that look, but like, there's not that much to choose from. But like with LeBron, like the combination of the 8, 9s, and 10s, like that, even though like there are some that I don't like, I think that just puts him over the hump for me.
Yeah, I will say this about the Kobe's. I think they're consistently like, they like are more consistent. LeBron's maybe hit higher highs, but I think I kind of, my theory in that is the Kobe's all sort of have like a soccer shoe aesthetic.
Yeah, and that's like intentional.
It's definitely intentional. That's one of the reasons I like them, actually, is like they have that sort of like old school Adidas soccer shoe feel. Like, that's kind of what they remind me of, and they don't. They're lows, and like, I would never play in lows, but like, I get, and like, you also just see like a lot of guys. I always think, I can't like verify this, but I almost feel like you see more guys playing in Kobe's than you do them playing in LeBron's.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's the case. Like, I see more players playing in LeBron's and Kyrie's than, I mean, not LeBron's, but Kobe's and Kyrie's than LeBron's. And then like, I'll see dudes playing in like Hyper Dunks.
Yeah, or for like PJ Tucker playing in a pair of Yeezys.
Yeah, shout out to PJ Tucker, man. Like,
probably has the best sneaker collection in NBA, and he got paid this summer.
Yeah. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. Like, Nick Young's right there for me, but He can't wear everything that he has now. He's with Adidas, so.
Yeah. I mean, like, he'll get a bunch of, like, weird easy stuff, and it'll be fine. But, Mike, just give everyone real quick a reminder where they can find you on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter at Mike D. Sykes. That's S-Y-K-E-S.
That's going to be it for today's show. Please give us a rating and review on iTunes. We'll be reading those on next Monday's pod. And drop me a mail about questions to lockdowncavs@gmail.com and to @lockdowncavs on Twitter. Thanks again to Mike for coming on. Everyone have a good one.